I don't want to necessarily preach or teach too much. Today, I want to do a simple word, and I just want to encourage you. You know, this life sometimes just beats you up and beats you down, and sometimes you don't know where's up, where's down, what's going on, and I just want to encourage you. You know, being in the ministry for so many years, honestly, I think we've seen it all, or almost all. there is a place for a few more surprises, but we are, and sometimes, so let me give you the name of the sermon. It's called Simply Do Not Stop. Do not stop. Don't ever stop. Do you know, guys, when we're deciding on what to put on these walls, we put the most important, like a covenant that means something to us. When you go through encounter, that's what you read this dedication. You give your life to Jesus, and you are the one who's firmly decided to go till the end. Amen, guys? We are going till the end, no matter what. So, do not stop. There is going to be 5 things that I want to share with you. Those 5 things, everybody, me, you, will go through them. So let's go through them one by one. And I just want to encourage you today, just never give up and do not stop. Being in ministry for 20 years plus, because before that we had another ministry, another church that, you know, it was a lesson to me. And then when God gave us this place and this ministry for over 20 years, I say there's a very interesting keys and things we got through. So I want to share it with you today. Number one that we're all gonna go through, I call this disappointment. Do you guys know what disappointment is? Do you know what discouragement is? You disappointed and discouraged. Why? What is disappointment? Disappointment usually it based on something that you planned, you thought you're gonna achieve, you thought you're gonna be somewhere, and then 5 years passed and all of your dreams never, you know, come true, never came true, never appeared. And you're like, oh no, what's going on? But see, this is the spirit, guys. You need to reject this. You need to battle this. You need to make sure you stop this, because this is the spirit that will so many people in my life. You know, 20 years back, when we just started, there was a lot of people around me, guys. A lot of people around me, and we started strong. You know, we just, everybody goes, and we have a nice group of people. Out of those group of people, only few people left, on one hand I can count. Why? Because they thought we're gonna do something. They thought we're gonna be somewhere. But see, this is our plans. This is not God's plans. You have to submit to His plan. Don't, you know, some of those people, you need to write what you're gonna do in 5 years. Don't do that. Honestly, don't. Because honestly, trust me, you will never do whatever you write in that book. You will be, but one thing will be for sure, you will be way better than year before. You're going to be way better than year before. All you need to do is understand that there is a God's plan at God's timing, and disappointment not supposed to be part of your life. Disappointment is a state of the soul that visits everyone, regardless of social status, success, or level of faith. It can hide behind a smile, an outward appearance, or well-being, slowly eating away at us from within. You are coming to church, but you're not the church. You pray, but your heart not in it. Why? Because disappointment and discouragement crept into your life, and you lost your faith. You are finished. You are not even here. Your body is here, but you have no motivation. What does that mean? That means you need to break that thing and say, God, I completely trust you, trust your process, and I do not care what I'm going to be. See, I never plan. I used to plan everything, and every year I plan something, I never get there, or I achieve something different, and I always get like disappointed. And God said, and God told me like, stop playing, because you don't know where you're gonna be. You don't know what you're gonna do. You don't know where, who's gonna be around you. So just don't stop. Just go forward. Never get discouraged. And out of those people that were around me, like a lot of big group of people, there is only, why am I here and they're not? Not because I'm more, because I'm wiser than them or I'm more anointed than them. No, those are really solid people, because I was way more stubborn than everybody else. I said, I will see it till the end. I do not care how much it costs. I just see, when you chose that path, and that's how God's calling based upon, not because it's good or bad. Can you take that road and never turn back? Can you start going and do not turn away? See, this is it. You asking me, is there a talent? No. It's just absolute consecration, absolute faith, absolute decision to follow Jesus no matter what. Doesn't matter what people are gonna say, what they're gonna do. I am the one who firmly decided to go till the end. I do not care what's gonna happen. I don't care what they're gonna say, because I gave my life to Jesus. And interestingly, guys, every year I notice something. We're building something. I am better than the last year. You are better than the last year. So if somebody comes to you and say like, so what's going on? You say, I am better than the last year. I am moving forward. We'll see. Because how should I say? There is people that think church is like, is like a, you know, you want to grow like a mushroom. Quick. Basically a little bit of moisture and the mushrooms, ba-bam. There's a bunch of mushrooms. But guys, God is not in the business of raising mushroom church. Quote, you know, there is a mushroom churches actually, but I'm not going to go into that. He's building, you know, huge trees. He's building something, but in order for something to grow, you need to give it time. You need to wait. You need to trust the process. So don't get discouraged. Second thing, I will not take long today. I just want to encourage you, say a few words of encouragement. Second thing that I want to share with you, I call it success. You know, we all plant and we all measure success, but something that world give it to you. You think that is success, this is success. This is not absolutely untrue. Don't confuse believers' path with worldly success. Don't confuse those things, because they have people who refuse to follow Christ, people who refuse to be part of his family. All they have is what they have right now. We guys are going till the end. We're going to eternity. So you're, and that's why God, he's like, hey, God, why don't I have a house? Why don't I have a lot of money? Why? Because this is not the point. This is not the point. This is not the goal. This is not the path. Because you will have, and I, see, God wants to give you peace. You know what peace? What peace is? Did you ever notice some people trying to move forward too quickly? What is losing peace? You buy something that you cannot pay, and then people come and take your car away, take your house away. God says, I want to give you. I want to provide for you, but with that provision, I want to give you peace. And you need to be relaxed. You don't need to do something that is not timing for. You see my point? You cannot give the keys to the car to 10-year-old. He said, like, I can drive. I know you probably think you can, but you cannot drive. It's all coming in time. So don't confuse believers' path with worldly success. David warns us about apparent prosperity of the wicked. It's in the Psalm 37:7. Their success is an illusion because they lack eternal purpose. The life of a believer is a journey that requires time and complete trust in God. Don't compare your process to their temporary well-being, for you are walking towards eternal life. Basically, don't think you didn't achieve this or you achieved that. You don't measure this. You measure this, but who you are in God. Who are you in God? You are His son, and you need to completely trust Him, relax, and don't measure. Some people get so discouraged, so disappointed that I got this, I don't got this. Why those people get this? Don't measure this by this. Measure it by the peace in your life. Do you have everything that you need? Honestly, ask yourself, do you have food in the fridge? Do you have a car? Do you have work? Do you? But most of all, do you know some people, they go and towards to being like rich or being, which is nothing wrong with that, but they're losing peace. They cannot sleep at night. They always worry about it. They always, somebody always go to take something from them. But trust me, it's better to have peace and your, I love this because you need to find your normal. You need to find where you are at peace with yourself and you don't have to do anything because your success is supposed to come from within. There is two types of success. If you know who you are in Christ, you give yourself to Him. He's giving you blessings and success from the within. But there is another side to this. If you don't get that from Jesus, you're trying to get that blessing and success from outside. And that is temporary, and that's where people fail, okay? Third thing that we need to kind of acknowledge it and submit ourselves, I call it timing. Trust in God's timing. Timing is everything. Everything comes at the right time. A blessing received prematurely can destroy rather than enrich. Basically, you cannot, some people go out of their way, get something, and they cannot sustain it. They cannot hold on to it. They don't have enough money, enough wisdom to hold on to it. Did you ever seen people that seen their friends having like expensive car and then like, screw this, I'm gonna go, and he goes into the deep debt, get the car, and then he struggles to even maintain it, to struggles to pay for it, everything around him collapsing because he grabs something, not because it's not yours at this time. You see my point? It's not yours right now. But when God's leading you, He's leading you from wisdom to wisdom, from glory to glory, from power to power. That means soon as you grow and mature in the Spirit, everything comes naturally to you. Did you guys, if you are at peace right now, understand God wants to mature you and you go to another level and you sustain the same level of peace as you have right now. You go further and you maintain same level of peace, same level of blessing. You don't have to strive. You don't have to hold on to it. You don't have to lose your sleep over it because everything God wants to give you in your timing, and it's gonna be sustainable. Nobody's gonna come and take away because He will provide for you. So timing, trust God's timing. God is a loving Father who gives blessings when we are ready to receive them. It's like your kids. You know, a lot of people here have kids or you understand how it works. They always want more. They always want bigger things, which is okay. But we as parents need to control that because we understand he cannot, at 3 years old, he cannot handle the matches, the lighter, the fire. He cannot handle at 3 years old, he cannot, the sharp knives. You know what I mean? So, and we understand that it's not, he will handle it, but not at this time. So, and we as parents need to protect our kids. Same with God. He wants to give it to you, but He said, trust me, just be with me. Let your blessing and happiness come from relationship with me, not of stuff that you gather and, you know, it just accumulate stuff. So people look at you and just like, oh, this guy is blessed. See, guys, some people, they need to buy expensive stuff. They need to get expensive car in order, because they are empty on the inside. They don't value themselves. But soon as your value changes, soon as you put everything, trust God, you don't even care what you buy. Guys, all right here, it's $45 out of Costco. Hello, $45. Awesome, and I'm proud of it. I didn't spend much. You know what I mean? Guys, trust me. And some people, they go out of their way getting something like expensive, $300 shoes, $500 shirt, $400 pants. And I'm sorry, I got bored with $400 pants as $15 pants. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter. And where is your value? What is, where do you draw that, you know, energy, like that happiness from? Is it coming from within? If it's coming from within, it doesn't matter what you drive. Thank God that you even have something to drive. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how expensive stuff you have, because it's not, it doesn't bring you. It's God wanted to give you something that will be sustainable. And you doesn't have to go out of your way to hold it and keep it, okay? So, maturity lies not only in waiting, but also in trusting God fully. Even when in reality doesn't align with what you've seen and visions and prophecies. You know, sometimes we have a lot of visions, a lot of prophecies. God is leading you there, but He doesn't want to do those jumps because your heart is not ready. You know, some people say, how do you know you are mature enough? I said, because everything I have, it's normal to me and it doesn't bother me. You see my point, guys? I just want you to get this point. Soon as something more, how should I say that? Way more, and it's your attention is on it, that means you're getting something that is not for you at this time. It means if you have too much, people buy a house. If you have a normal little house, you're fine. It doesn't matter if you grow up, you have a big house. Is it normal for you? Or all your thoughts and energy, everything is like, oh, this is house, I have to do this. Basically, it becomes your idol. It takes you, it grabs you because you cannot sustain it. It's you're not ready for it at this time. So, maturity lies not only in waiting, but trusting Him fully. When reality doesn't align with what you've seen, visions and prophecies. God said, you'll be there when I'm going to be there. Remember Moses. Remember when he realized that he's got calling in his life? He killed the Egyptian and he tried to save his fellow Jews in conflict over there. And he thought, oh, people's going to recognize me. Basically, he jumped into his calling way earlier. See my point? He wasn't ready for it. But remember, after 40 years, he's already a man. He's got family. He's a shepherd. And then he saw the burning bush. He came on a mountain. And then God says, He's speaking to him, I'm calling you. And it was so normal to him and or not out of, not like too supernatural. He's like, oh God, yeah, I get it, but can you pick my brother? See guys, the point of maturity, the calling supposed to be, you're supposed to be bigger than your calling. In other words, you see my point? If the calling is bigger than you, that means something out of whack, something out of balance. That means you have to be bigger than a calling. That means you are mature to carry this and not being thrown away, thrown aside, tossed aside, and just, you know, you get prideful or you all kinds of craziness. So when I said, like, when I opened First Church, like in 1998, I think, yeah, and we opened First Church, I wasn't ready. I was so prideful. I am a pastor. You know, like, it's a really young kid. Young, I don't know, like 22, 23 years old. I opened up the church. And like, I felt I wasn't ready. But, you know, but then through years and at 30 years old, God says, now you're ready. And I say, like, now I don't want it because it's too normal. You see my point? It's too easy. But that's how God works. He matures you enough. So the calling that you called to, it's going to be easy for you. If you are right here, this is gonna be too much for you. This is gonna take your attention. This is the fight that you cannot win. But soon as you, that's why you need his timing. You grow in that. And then he said, now you step into it because it's normal. It's okay. And now 20 years later, I'm doing my thing. And people say like, what is it? I said, it's as normal as 20 years ago, having your little home cell. You see my point? It's the same thing because God, he's value your peace and he wants to give you that peace and don't lose that peace. Number four, we only have five, so I'm going to be quick. Number four, trust the process. Go through process to gain maturity. Some people, I know a lot of Christians, they hate the process. They hate that waiting game. They hate that thing that I need to mature. But process is absolute necessity. Absolute. The process is a part of your calling. Don't think, you know, I go through process for 12 years. So 12 years of my life was like a part of, and I said, God, those 12 years are wasted. He said, you don't understand. This is 12 years that build you up for this. This is the timing where you standing, you know, when you build your character, you say no, you build your boundaries, you develop everything like a son of God. And then he brings you to your calling and you are ready. You know, many years ago, I used to lay floors, you know, like hardwood floors, and I work in Seattle, in downtown. And me and my partner, we're always going to, you know, those high risers to lay in those condos floors. And as we doing this, they building another high riser building on the side. And the whole year, I'm driving to the high riser building to like floor after floor after floor, so many units, and we build the floors. And that was a big job, many, many months. And as I'm driving, I see them starting the new high riser. Did you guys ever see how they start? When they start building high riser building, they don't build up. For a few years, they build down. They build down, down, and down. Sometimes you think, God, you called me and I'm going down. What's going on? I didn't plan on this. I want to go high. I want to go to do ministry. And you just like floor, you're like, next month, you even lower. Next month, you even lower. But why they do this? To sustain that huge building, you need huge foundation. And that's the key. Allow God that process of building your foundation because you don't know what you're going to do. God even hides it from you. And then for 12 years, I said, God, this is such a waste of time. I would do so much in those 12 years. He said, no, this is your foundation. I'm building you down. I'm building you those big walls, huge pillars of concrete and steel. So hold that building will be stable. If you want to be, you know, something quick, that's a house. You know, like sometimes you're driving around in the neighborhood, next month there is a whole development already done, bunch of houses. See guys, this is not how God builds. If God building something big, something strong, allow God his timing. Don't rush, don't push. Just be with him. Just be with him, trust the process. Go through the process because this is where you get mature. And then after 12 years, when we start this church and I'm working with people and they say like, how come you have answers? I said, guys, honestly, I get all that answers in 12 years of my preparation. See, that's why you needed to gain all that knowledge to propel you, push you into your ministry. So trust the process, trust God's timing. Don't rush. Don't push, just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the process. And then when I was finishing my 12 year, and then God told me, son, now you are ready. And I said like, now I don't want it. Because I'm enjoying His presence. I'm enjoying time with Him. I'm enjoying my Bible, my little closet where I love to pray. And I said, like, I don't really need a ministry. He said, that's why I want to give it to you. Guys, did you see the point? Soon as you don't want it, because it doesn't give you identity. Before, I wanted so bad because I was so shallow in God. And that ministry gave me name, identity, and purpose. Soon as God disassembled all of this, and through those 12 years, He said, I am your treasure. Soon as I get that, I said, I don't even need ministry. He said, I give ministry to people who doesn't need ministry. Did you get this? Because if you want it too much, you are not for it. It will control you. You will not control it. Because you want it too much. And that's how it works. That's why you found in the Bible, remember Gideon? Angel come to him and said, like, you are a man of valor. I'm calling you. You got to do this and this. He's like, I don't really want it. And he's like, putting signs after signs, let the grass be dry and skin be wet. Let the skin be dry and grass be wet. He didn't put those signs for God, to go. He put those signs not to go. He's like, I don't want to go. I make sure. And he's like, darn it, it's all, I need to go. I have to go now. See, when you mature enough and your treasure is in God, your value and identity in Christ, you don't need none of this. And God says, soon as you mature enough, why I'm here? Because this is normal for me. Why I'm doing this? Because I don't really need this. I do this because I love God and I understand my purpose on this earth. But this is not my identity. My identity is in Jesus, in my relationship with Him. Without going through hardships, it's impossible to truly value blessings. See, it's like with us, with people, we need to go through some tough times to really appreciate some good times. And that's how God leading you. He training you. He's shaping your mind. He's giving you wisdom. See, wisdom is something you have to go through some stuff. And that's how you gain that knowledge and wisdom and revelation, right? Don't try to avoid the process. It is the path necessary to understand God's plan. See, if you working right now and you're doing something and you're going through the process, understand this is the part of your calling. It's not you, okay, come on, God, come on. No, this is part of your calling. It's going to be huge. It will shape you who you are. That process will shape what you're going to say, who you're going to be, how you're going to behave. So enjoy the process. Trust the process. That's how sons of God doing. And the fifth one and the last one, keep moving forward. Do not stop. Don't ever... I remember those fights with the enemy. There was no church. It's just only me and the devil. And he probably knew my purpose. I didn't. I know I'm cold, but I didn't know what I'm supposed to do. And he just beating me down. And I was so stubborn. I said, like, I want to see what's going to happen at the end. I just want to see if I don't give up, what's going to happen. And then, guys, we've seen a lot of souls being saved. We see a lot of lives being transformed through 20 years of encounters, 20 years of building churches around the world. We have a big ministry around the world. We are small here, but real, if you know, you know. We're doing a lot of, and we're training pastors as I speak. We have a big, big, big pastors coalition called Church Covenant Network. And we didn't know back then. I didn't know this is part of what I was supposed to do. I never built anything. They contacted me. They calling us. It's like, can we be part of your network? We don't even do any commercials or anything. People just find us because God point them to this house. And they say, we want to train. We want to see. We want to learn. Can you please help us? And I say, of course. Your blessing is already prepared and waiting for God to decide you are ready to receive it. Basically, it's all waiting for you. It's all there. It's just God's timing. All you need to do, just enjoy the process. Don't ever stop. Embrace the process. It's the part of your journey. And the time will come when you appreciate all that you have where you are and who you've become. And like I said, this is part of your legacy. That is shaping you, what you will do and what you're gonna achieve. So trust God, love God with all your heart. So stay on course, even if path seems difficult. Is it a part of your growth? Trust God, keep moving forward, and you will achieve what He has prepared for you. Amen. That was a quick one, right? Give him a shout. Give him amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand up. Let's stand up and pray. Jesus, I pray for encouragement. Please heal those hearts. Somebody watching us right now, somebody's here. And I know it's that disappointment and discouragement and all of that, it's usually in the secret. Sometimes we just smile, but inside we just screaming and crying and yelling, God help us. And I'm praying for your heart to absolutely trust God. Don't push, don't rush. Just be with Him. Let Him be your treasure. Don't see, there is a two types of Christians. One, the sons, they want God. All other people, they want something from God. It's not how it works. But as soon as you recognize that your treasure is in Him, and He will give everything to you in His timing. But it's gonna be a blessing. You're gonna be at peace. You're gonna love God. Nothing's gonna disbalance you or pull you to the side. You're gonna enjoy this. You're gonna love this. You are part of His family. And you're just growing, and allow that timing. Allow God to grow you, help you, build you, bless you. Trust in Him completely. If you have questions, let him be the answer for you. Let He tell you what it is. Spend time with Him. Look for Him. Reach for Him. Thank you, Papa. Thank you so much. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Everybody say amen. Bless you guys. Bless you guys. Give Him a shout of praise.